Shalom. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 3 of the Introduction to the Rambam's Mishneh Torah. We will be looking at the third chapter of Hilchot Deot, Parak Gimel of Hilchot Deot, and we will be starting with Halacha Aleph. Shema Yorah Mar Adam, Hoyol Vakina Vatava Vakavo Vachayotzehem Derech Rahein, Omotines Adam Min Olam. Let's say a person recognizes, as it says in Perkei Avos, that envy and jealousy, desire and honor, right, the chase for honor, and everything, all these bad traits are a bad way to lead one's life, and they destroy a person's outlook on the world, and therefore takes out any enjoyment from the world and any quality of life that they have. Efrosh mehem biyoter v'esrachek l'tzad achron. I will go to the extreme and move away from them all the way to the extreme of the two character traits. As we've mentioned before, the Rambam's theory is that every character trait has two extremes to it, and therefore, the idea here is that you will be you'll go to the extreme and move away from that bad character trait. Actually, yachol baser v'lo yishteh yayin, until you no longer eat any meat or drink any wine. V'lo yisaisha, you don't get married. V'lo yeshev bedira na'an, you don't live in a nice house. V'lo yubosh mabush na'an, and you won't wear any nice clothing. El hasak v'atsemer hakasha v'chayotzeven, right? You wear, sackcloth and uncomfortable clothing. You can go and kalanei alvei chachamim, like the priests of idolaters do. Right? So that's your theory in life. You say that, I want to avoid anything bad, and therefore I will. Okay, so that's the thought process that you might have. The Rambam says that this is also a bad path to go on, and in fact is forbidden to live life this way at this extreme. And somebody that does go in this path is considered a sinner. Sharihu Omer ben Nazir, as it says in the Nazir, and a Nazirite that forbids himself from having wine and becoming tamei. It says, "Chiper alav me'asher chata al nefesh." It says that he has to have an atonement for his actions. Amru chachamim, ma'im nazir shelo perish el min hayayin tzerach kapara. Right. So the chachamim have said that if a nazir who only separates himself, only says he bans himself from having wine, needs atonement. Somebody who takes bans himself and avoids other pleasures, how much more so are they going to need atonement? So therefore, the Torah says that a person should only refrain from enjoying those things that the Torah said that are forbidden to enjoy. A person shouldn't ban themselves from other pleasures, shouldn't avoid other pleasures. What the Torah has forbidden us is enough. A person shouldn't take oaths and vows that forbid himself from something that the Torah permits. This is what the Chacham said. What? It's not enough for what the Torah forbade us from. Right? There are 365 prohibitions in the Torah. That's not enough for you. You need more. Right? So, included in this are people that are always fasting. That's also not a very good thing. And the Chacham forbade a person from always putting himself in a fast, right, and not eating. That's not it's not the proper way of doing things. And all these things, King Solomon said, Melech Shlomo said in Koheles, you shouldn't be overly righteous. Don't be such a tzaddik, right? The point where you make yourself a poor person, right? Poor meaning with not lack of money, but lack of pleasure. Okay, that is Halacha Aleph of Perek Gimel of Hilchos Deos. Moving on to Halacha Beis, I have to say that this opening line in Halacha Beis in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Deos, I think is one of the most important lines in the entire Mishnah Torah. So it pays to pay extra special attention to it. I think this is one of the themes of the Rambam's approach to life and the Rambam's approach to Torah. And listen to this first line. Sarach Adam Shechavi Libo V'chol Maisav Kulom Leidas Hashem Baruch Hu Bilvad. A person must direct his heart and all of his actions, and that's everything that we do, in order to become aware of God. That's it. That should be your only motivation. Every single thing I do should be motivated by that. And now the Rambam explains, V'yeh shifto v'kumo v'dibura ha'kolu matzeh ha'davar. The way you sit down, the way you stand up, the way you speak, everything should be towards this goal. In other words, everything that we do in life is motivated by a certain objective. We're trying to get somewhere, right? So if I eat, I'm trying to become satisfied. I'm trying to become full. I'm trying to be nourished, or I'm trying to enjoy my food myself, right? I get pleasure out of eating. If I sit and watch a television show, so I'm trying to relax and I'm trying to be entertained. That's my objective. So what's the objective of what's the Torah's view of what the objective should be in life? Says the Rambam. It's that a person should direct all of his actions, all his behavior, everything he does, to knowing God. When a person involves himself in business, and he negotiates, and he does his work, so his mind should not be just to acquire money. Rather, the person's objective should be to find things to enable himself to have what the body needs, whether it's eating or drinking or sitting down in a house, right, living in a house or getting married. That should be his goal. That should be the motivation, not just to acquire money. Money as an end of itself is pointless. Right, so obviously one gets pleasure from eating and drinking and being intimate with his spouse, but that should not be the person's sole motivation, right? So that until the person finds themselves that they're eating and drinking only sweet things that are not good for the body, and they're only being intimate with their spouse in order to have pleasure. Rather, a person should eat and drink in order to remain healthy. Right? That should be their objective. Right? Therefore, a person shouldn't eat and drink whatever they desire, like a dog or a donkey. Rather, a person should eat things that are healthy to the body, that help the body. Whether that happened to be bitter or that happened to be sweet, that should be the only calculation. A person shouldn't eat anything that's bad for the body, even though they are sweet to the palate. Right? Also, Mishaya Besarocham, when somebody is warm, I don't know they're warm blooded, I guess, is that how we would say it nowadays. They shouldn't eat meat, and they shouldn't drink wine, and they shouldn't have honey. Right? I guess the Rambam was a doctor. I guess this is how his medical approach took. As he said, the idea being obviously that you should eat healthy. Can you share my shalom derech masha ochol dvash v'chule? Okay, v'sholse mei alshin afapi shemumar shimse sholse v'ochol derech refua bilva kedeshi avri v'yamo shalim shalim. Right, so the person should be eating and drinking. There, all the food that they should eat and drink should be done in order to be healthy. And that should be their only motivation. V'yamo shalim, and then they should be perfect physically. As a person can't avoid eating and drinking. I have to eat and drink. That's how we live. And so too, when a person is intimate with their spouse, so a person should be intimate in order to they should only be intimate in order to for health purposes and in order to procreate, to reproduce. It's interesting, by the way, just as an aside, But that's not the Rambam elsewhere also says that a reason to be physically intimate is because that's a way that a husband is able to keep his wife happy. There are other purposes that it keeps a marriage healthy. But here, what the Rambam is focused on is health. That's the idea. But the overall point is that a person shouldn't be eating, drinking, or being intimate with their spouse, involving in life's pleasures, solely in order to have pleasure. Therefore, a person shouldn't be intimate with their spouse whenever they desire, when they have sexual desire. But rather, when he needs to ejaculate in order to be healthy, right, or to in order to have children, right, that's when a person should be intimate with their spouse. Okay, that is halacha beis. Going on to paragimel halacha gimel. Haman higatzma al pi arufua. Somebody who accustoms themselves to live a healthy life. Im sam alibo shia kogufo ve'evarav shlamim bilvad. Shiu lo banim osim lachtov ha'mayim letzarcho eizu derech tova. If the person just thinks to themselves, okay, I'm going to be a perfect physical specimen. I'm going to be perfectly healthy. And I'm going to have children that are going to do my work for me, right? And they'll do my work. That's also not a good idea. That's not the sole purpose. It's not just to be healthy and to procreate and to have children in order that they can take over the family business. You can, you know, put them on salary and you'll take home a share of the profits, but they'll be doing the work. That's not the idea. That shouldn't be our motivation. Eliyasim alibo shia gufel shalim v'chazak. Rather, you should have in mind to have a strong body and perfect in order that you'll have strength. In order that you'll be able to then have the strength to become aware and to know God. You can't really perfectly learn and you can't study and you can't understand God, right? You can't be involved in Talmud Torah unless you're healthy and unless you're not starving. Right, and you make sure none of your limbs hurt. Right, if you're unhealthy in any way, or you're hungry, you're starving, whatever it is, so that's not a way that you're going to be able to focus on knowing God. And why should you hope to have children? Because you hope that your children, your sons, will become a gadol b'Yisrael, become a great Torah scholar. Nimsa mahalach v'derech zu. Somebody find that somebody that goes on this path. Kol yamav, all their days. Ovid es Hashem tamid. They're always serving God. Always, at every moment of the day. Afilu b'shash and nosein v'nosein v'afilu b'shash abal. Even at times of doing business, even when they're intimate with their spouse, even at those times, they're being involved in avodas Hashem. They're being involved in the service of God. Because every one of their actions is motivated on later on being able to serve God properly. So since they're always being motivated to serve God properly, everything they do is towards that end. And that's the idea. So everything they do is towards that end. And therefore they're always doing the right thing and they're always motivated by God. And therefore everything they do is in the service of God. Because every single second that they're doing is they're trying to find a way to be close to God. That's their idea. Okay. Even a time when they're sleeping. Right, so even if a person, when they go to sleep, if they think to themselves, okay, I have to go to sleep now, I'm exhausted, I'm tired, if I don't go to sleep now, I'm going to get sick, or if I don't go to sleep now, tomorrow, I'm not going to be able to function. So then, right, so they're not just thinking, oh, I'm tired, I want to get pleasure out of sleeping. Then the sleep itself, even the sleep, even every moment that they're asleep, is part of Avodas Hashem. And that's why the Chacham said that all your actions should be l'shem shemayim. What does it mean, all your actions should be l'shem shemayim, for the sake of heaven? It means that if, as long as you are motivated solely, as long as you're solely motivated by this desire to serve God, right, and every single one of your actions centers around that that goal, that objective, so then every single moment that you're, whatever you're doing, is part of Avodas Hashem, and all your actions are Hashem Shemayim. V'hu shamar shlomo v'chachmaso v'chol derachacha deyo v'hu yasher acharosayich. Right? So that's it. In every way, you should know God, right? Everything that we do, and then He should strengthen your path. That's the idea. So this parak is a groundbreaking parak. It really sets the tone for our entire lives. That's the goal of our entire lives, is to serve. Every single moment of ours should be to serve God. Okay, let's go on to Perek Dalid, Hilchos Deos Perek Dalid, Halacha Aleph. Okay, here we go. Hoil v'heos haguf bari v'sholim. So now that a person, right, since we say that a person should be healthy, right, is part of the Darchei Hashem, right? That's part of the ways of serving God, right? So Shari Iyashar Shiyavin O Yoda Dabra Miyadiyas HaBori V'Huchol, because it's impossible for a person to know God when he's sick. L'fichach Tzarech L'Harchik Adam Atzom Yidvarm HaMahavdim Esaguf. A person has to be very careful to avoid things that that are harmful to the body. And he should only do things that that help the person become healthy. And these are what these are the healthy ways. Now keep in mind, this parak is going to be seem strange in a lot of ways, because sometimes this is not the current healthy practice. The Rambam wasn't a prophet. The Rambam was a doctor. He was a Talmid Chacham. He was a scholar, and he dealt with the information that he had. So these things that the Rambam is about to mention are his advice on how to lead a healthy lifestyle. This isn't halacha. A person that violates the Rambam's advice on medical advice is not violating halacha in any way, shape, or form. So this is what the Rambam says. He says, "The olam yalacha adam el kashur rav." A person should only eat, right, unless they're hungry. Okay, and as he shouldn't just eat because food's in front of you. He shouldn't drink unless he's thirsty. And he shouldn't hold back the need to use the facilities to go to the bathroom, even for 1 second. That's dangerous, says the Rabbi. That's also halacha, by the way. Anytime that a person has to go to the bathroom, right, they have to relieve themselves, they should do so immediately. Okay, those are things that keep us healthy. On to Halacha Beis. We're on Perek Dalet, Halacha Beis. Lo yacha adam asher tamalei kreso, el yifchos kamo revius misvo. Right? So a person shouldn't eat until they're full. Right? Rather, they should stop eating when they're close to 3/4 full. Vo yishtem mayim betoch hamazon. Right? A person shouldn't drink while eating food. Ela ma'at umazuk b'yayin. But rather, only a little, and it should be, they should have diluted wine. And when the person's food begins to digest, well, when they feel that their food is being that's when they should drink. And the person shouldn't drink too much water. And a person shouldn't eat when they have to go to the bathroom. They should make sure that they don't have to relieve themselves. And a person shouldn't eat, they shouldn't eat until they take like a small walk, and that gets the body's temperature going. Like it raises the body's temperature, and I guess that's, so the Rabbi Mote maintains that that's better for eating when you're a little hot and your temperature has risen. Exerts his body in some way. Klol shodavar, here's the general principle. Ya'ane gufo v'yagia kol yom baboker ad sheyascha gufo lachom v'yishkot ma'at ad sheyashev nashu v'chol. Right, so a person should exert themselves. They should exercise in the mornings. They sweat a little, right? And then they should eat. V'imrachatz b'chamin achar shiagia harizet tov achar kach shohamat v'ocha. And if you bathe in hot water after you exercise, that's even better, and that's a very good thing to do. Okay, so we'll stop here. That was the end of episode 3 of season 2. We got up to Perek Dalet, Halacha Beis of Hilchos Deos. Shalom.